My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She is the president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. She's joined us throughout the healthcare debate and even through all the twists and turns after it passed and now into all the challenges of implementation. We want to get her thoughts now as a group of conservatives in both the House and Senate are now trying to defund the president's healthcare plan as part of the continuing resolution, which needs to be in place by the end of September. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Well, there's about a dozen in the Senate and about 65 to 70 at last count in the House who essentially want to fund everything in the government at existing levels but defund the president's health care plan. You've followed the way that Congress does its job for a number of years now here in D.C. What do you make of this approach?
You know, I think there is unanimity, not only among conservatives, but among independents and many conservative Democrats, that this law, this Obamacare law, is not ready for prime time. The president keeps delaying it. He has already signed into law 7 provisions to repeal parts of it, to lay other parts of it, and he's willy-nilly changing the law itself through regulation. So it's clear this law is not ready to go forward, and it shouldn't go forward ever. But there is division as we get closer and closer to the actual implementation date on January 1 about the best way to stop it. Because the president, this is his signature legislation. He is going around the country telling everybody how wonderful Obamacare is going to be when the needle has not moved on public approval of this law. People know they do not want the government involved in their health care decisions, telling their doctor how to practice medicine, telling them what kind of health insurance they have to have, mandating that they purchase it, and all this cascade of results and adverse consequences we've already seen, including a dramatic shift for people to part-time work, because if people are on part-time, their employers are not subject to huge fines that they would have to pay under Obamacare for not providing qualified health insurance. So there's a lot of agreement that we need to stop this, but there's now a lot of disagreement about the best way to do that. Senator Lee, Senator Rubio, Senator Cruz from Texas are all leading an effort to defund Obamacare, saying that they will not vote for a penny of federal spending to continue the operation of the federal government unless Obamacare is repealed. And they somehow think that's going to force the president's hand. Well, the president's going around the country basically asking them to do that because the Republicans control only the House of Representatives. The Democrats control the Senate and the White House. 2-1 against Republicans in trying to make that work. It is a strategy that is going to ask the American people, is it more important to you to repeal Obamacare or to get your Social Security check or to pay the troops or to make sure that doctors get paid so you can continue to get your Medicare benefit? That is a terrible deal. The American people should not be presented with that choice. We have to do this in a very different, smarter way. The House began that 2 weeks ago when they passed legislation that would repeal, that would delay the individual mandate, which is the most unpopular single part of Obamacare, and also write into statute the delay that the president has said he wants to give to big businesses to delay the employer mandate, even though the statute clearly says it's supposed to go into effect in 2014. He's saying, well, we'll delay it till 2015. So those were huge steps. They're tomorrow going to be voting on legislation that Congressman Tom Price of Georgia, a physician, is supporting and sponsoring to keep the IRS out of Obamacare. The IRS has 46 new powers in this health law to enforce compliance, to distribute subsidies, to make sure that we're all providing accurate information to the government to make sure they know everything they possibly can about our lives. So he's basically saying, no, with the IRS's track record, we can't let this happen. And the president has also said he wants to allow subsidies, tens of billions billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars, in subsidies to be distributed on the honor system. You just basically tell the government, this is how much I make, and therefore I should be eligible for a subsidy. Well, why don't they do that with my taxes? And this is how much I made, and here's how much I owe in taxes. That is completely outrageously illegal. That's what they should be talking about. And instead, they're having this procedural fight that they're likely going to lose. And in fact, many of them acknowledge, well, we don't really think we're going to be able to do this and shut the government down because the president's going to blame Republicans, which, by the way, a lot of polls show will be the case. And we're going to wind up having losing the momentum we have to target those specific parts of the law that not only are the most unpopular, but if you take out the individual mandate, the employer mandate, and the subsidies that are supposed to start flowing on January 1 because you can't verify income, the law falls apart. So you don't have to go through this battle over defunding the law. You need to really dismantle it, delay it, and defund it in a targeted way, not threaten to shut the whole federal government down, and basically put Obamacare up against paying the troops. That's a no-win proposition.
Grace Marie, you mentioned the 2-to-1 problem that Republicans have. The House could potentially pass this, even though that's not looking like a sure thing at any point right now. The Senate, of course, controlled by Democrats. The president, obviously, in charge on the executive branch, and he could veto anything he doesn't like. But the other things you've talked about, which are more popular with the American public, but probably not so much with the Senate and with the White House, whether it's delaying the employer and individual mandate, removing the IRS from this process, those probably aren't going to get enacted into law either. So with the deadline coming January 1, 2014, with everything about ready to start, what else could potentially work here?
Well, certainly if the president wouldn't sign those provisions, even though they're likely to get a lot of Democratic support, he's surely not going to sign a full repeal of his signature legislation. So it's really a fool's errand. And there is a lot of effort right now to figure out how can we be smarter in a way that we can move forward, use the continuing resolution, which will have to pass by the end of September to keep the federal government funded and keep it from shutting down, use that as a way to gain some leverage to get some of these provisions in law. What they're looking for is must-pass legislation. The continuing resolution has to pass or the government shuts down. The question is, what's in that continuing resolution and who gets blamed if it doesn't get passed? So there are all sorts of, you know, legislation can go back and forth between the House and the Senate, but if Republicans, the White House will absolutely try to position Republicans as to blame if the government has to shut down because they haven't passed the Senate's version of the continuing resolution. We're really setting up to a real standoff here, but I think the most important thing is looking forward to the August recess. Congress recesses on Friday for a month, and they're going to be going back home to hold town hall meetings and listen to their constituents. And I think that's terribly important for people to understand what's at stake, what is the smart way to begin to dismantle this law, take out the center pillars, the individual mandate, the employer mandate, the IRS enforcement, the ability to distribute these subsidies on the honor system, wait to deliver those subsidies until we can verify income. Those four things alone, Obamacare collapses. That's what we should be talking about, not this intramural warfare among conservatives over the best way to get rid of Obamacare.
Grace Marie, how hard is it going to be to get that done, any of it done, before January?
Well, I think that there's a real chance. There were 35 Democrats supported the legislation that would give authorization to the administration to delay the employer mandate. 22 Democrats joined all but one Republican in saying that they want to delay the individual mandate. I can't imagine that they're going to say, well, we want to be able to hand out money just basically on somebody's promise that they're, you know, this is how much income that they got. That's not responsible government. Every one of these individuals has been elected to be our representatives for the faith and trust and of making sure government runs properly. Just handing out tens of billions of dollars of subsidies just on somebody's promise is an absolute open invitation to fraud. I think they're going to have to vote against that, too. And once you start to see so many Democrats lining up against this, then I think that the president is going to have to include some other provisions. Maybe it's a one-year delay of the whole law, which is great, because then it throws it into the 2014 elections. We really get to have a substantive debate over how to really get rid of this law that is causing so much damage throughout the economy and throughout our health sector.
Last prediction, Grace Marie, do you think, regardless of what the United Front is, do you think the Republicans will have one by the time the rubber meets the road here in September?
That's a political question. Hard to know. I think that they all have the same goal. And the question is, and that's to repeal Obamacare and protect the American people from this freedom-robbing, monstrous Rube Goldberg contraction of a law. And I think that there is a very real possibility they'll figure out some new path that works for everybody that gets to that goal.
A different twist to the debate, but it's never easy. Grace Marie, thanks for helping us understand it, as always.
Thanks, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.